Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, in entertainment news, Whoopi Goldberg is back. She made a surprise appearance. Good. We'll talk about that. Yeah. And Jussie Smollett pled not guilty, but right now, it is Monday. Boy. Reverend Motown, yeah, Deacon Def Jam are in the building with today's church complaints. Let's go.
We. Amen.
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 We.
Are we French?
I have some things to talk about today.
All right.
So the first complaint that I don't like will start my subject.
Okay.
My subject is, well, glad it ain't us.
True that, Pastor.
Go ahead, Deacon, with your complaints.
Pastor, we have an issue. The Gucci ministry wants to know how much longer before they can wear their designer clothes again. It's been 2 months and no word. The Louis Vuitton ministry keeps flaunting it in their face, and they want it. They tired of it, Pastor. The Gucci ministry is tired.
It's supposed to be 3 months.
I understand that. I put on a pair of my Gucci velvets this morning.
Mm.
And as I was coming out the door, I forgot that there was a boycott.
Yes, for 3 months, right?
But my feet had already swole. So I came on in with them on. I can't take these off but one.
I understand.
Because once I take these off, can't none of my other shoes fit. Because them Gucci loafers with that stirrup on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you want me to tell the Gucci ministry?
I don't know what you're going to tell. I don't know how long this boycott is. I don't know what is we boycotting for.
It was for 3 months long, Pastor. Mm-hmm. And then remember the sweater with the black face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see that as black. Black face is when you put black on your face. You can pull it up around your mouth. That ain't really.
You just want to wear your Gucci.
No.
Well, I don't have that sweater. What the hell I'm wearing about it for? Let's boycott the sweater. What are we boycotting the whole company for?
I don't know that.
Well, let's boycott the sweater.
I ain't
seen the sweater.
Yeah, the rapper is the leader.
Yeah, well, the Louis Vuitton ministry is really, they just flaunting it in these people's faces.
Floyd Mayweather.
Whoa.
Well, I saw him the other day.
Come on, Pastor, preach,
and
Pastor.
Floyd said, don't nobody tell him what to wear.
Yes, especially.
And I said, well, amen, with your Gucci from head to toe.
Yes, he was.
Damn. He shut the store down.
Well, remind me of our sermon today. Well, glad it ain't us. Go ahead, D.
All right, Pastor, moving forward. One of our members, who's pretty much a celebrity, Sister Gail King, is asking that she can take a Negro break. She says she is tired of going back and forth with the people. She's asking for a Negro break, Pastor. That's what she's asking.
I want to say commend Sister Gail for her wonderful display of journalistic interviewership.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That girl interviewed R. Kelly, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Amen.
This was
Amen.
One of my favorite lines in the whole interview was, Robert, which in plain black term meant, sit your ass down now. Don't start none, won't be none.
That's right, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Pastor, as you know, most of our kids come here to church after school. Our after school program is doing very well, and our graduation rate is 95%. Listen, young Jacoby Miller is asking, can we get him into USC without him having to take the SAT. He says he knows some white people that can pull some strings for about $50,000 if the church can pay.
Well. Now we are here at today's sermon.
Look at that. Look.
Well, glad it ain't us. We've been dominating the news. We've been all over. Jussie Smollett, Ara Kelly.
That's right.
Well,
Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But on none of this, top at least two of them.
Right.
Ain't nothing you can say about Michael, because Michael gone.
That's right.
But we ain't nothing you can say about Jesse compared to this here. All Jesse did was give two African 2,500.
35.
Oh, but these white folks, $25 million worth of embezzlement funds. Ain't you glad this ain't her?
Come on here, Pastor.
Yeah. Jesse got 16 counts.
Yeah, he did.
Come on,
all of them some form of disorderly conduct.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What you gonna call what these white folk done? Robbing and stealing in the name. Trying to get these stupid ass kids educated. Even after you get their dumb ass down there in the school, they ain't smart enough to stay. Your little girl proved it when she came on and said, she ain't here for no education. She's just trying to party.
Just the games and the party.
It's just for games and party. Uh-huh. You done spent all that money, got this heifer down at this school.
Preach, Pastor.
She ain't trying to learn nothing. Well, ain't you glad it ain't us? I told you it was coming today.
Come on, man.
I ain't psychic. Yeah. I ain't that lady, Cleo.
Yeah.
Cleo. Miss Cleo. Mm-hmm. I ain't an astrology man.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this was going to come up. Mm. My sermon, I wrote it with anticipation that you were going to bring up these stealing ass folk. All of them celebrities got money coming out their cracker they behind. And they going to sit up here and try to get these little dumb ass kids in college. If your baby too stupid to pass the ASAT, how the hell they going to stay in? C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Somebody explain this to me.
Because
there's more letters
today,
in college than it is in the SAT.
Yes.
If you can't pass the SAT, you ought to go somewhere and set your ass down. Because that's all the SAT mean to you. Set your ass down. Because you ain't smart enough to get into college. Ivy League school. Sitting up here and getting your kids these soccer scholarships. They punk ass can't kick a ball in the damn side of a house. You sitting up in here, got your baby with a lacrosse contract. Notice in there, well, that boy ain't never threw a stick in a basket.
Come on,
ball.
Take it on, Pastor.
I say we ought to line all these kids up, all these rich-ass kids, and whoop their ass. Whoop their ass and whoop their parents' ass,
whoopee,
too. I ain't never liked a boy from Wells Fargo no damn way. I don't even know who's running. Yeah, your wife was in Full House. Now she's going to be in a Full Sail.
Oh,
everybody going to jail after this one. Let church say amen.
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 Well.
From Full House.
Yes.
To the big house.
Yeah.
Ain't
well,
you glad?
Mm.
It ain't us.
It ain't us, Pastor.
It ain't us.
My.
You better minister.
Oh, man. Boy, that was a great sermon.
Yeah. That boy preached that thing.
That boy preached that thing.
Yeah, he did. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news right after this.